Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to just thank everybody out there for a lot of things. But one of the things I want to thank all of you for is for standing up and taking a vote and giving us a shout out in the KKNW AM 1150 annual survey. I want to thank you from, I have to tell you, I am so deeply grateful for all of you guys out there that have followed us for this many years. And, you know, this is what I love. You know, I love talking to someone like my guest, Liam Phillips, joining me here tonight. And you know why I love to do that? Because, you know, I get to talk with someone that knows what it's like for people to kind of get up in your face and tell you, you're never going to do this. You're never going to be well. You're never going to have this in your life. You're never going to have that in your life. And then to take a look at what his journey has been like, you know, to take a look at how this yellow brick road takes him on a journey to figure out that, guess what? These folks, whoever they are, they may not have the right answer. And here we are getting to talk with someone that asks us to explore, what if you could just heal for the joy of it? What if incurable was just a point of view? Today, those questions are not only going to be explored by all of you out there. And all of a sudden, we get serenaded, Liam. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that's pretty damn good, huh?
It's good. I think that these guys have got it right. But today's show is, like, super important. I want to tell everybody out there, this is a call-in show. Any of you out there, if you've got an ache, a pain, a hiccup, if you don't know what to do with yourself because you just can't get out of your own way, you don't feel good, you can't stay up and play with the kids, maybe you've got like about 40 or 50 pounds you're carrying around that you actually don't want, guess what? This show's for you. You know, this is a follow-up show to what Liam put together last time. It was a phenomenal show. So any of you out there want to call in for a live on-air reading, if you want to get some help flipping around whatever you got going on, this is the show to do it. We've got a bunch of call-in numbers, but let's start out with our toll-free number, 888-627-6008. That is the United States and Canada, 888-627-6008. And if you want to get in on this show and want to have a conversation with one of the most sought-after facilitators of absolutely divine health and well-being, this is the show you want to call in for. Today, we're going to talk about what do we need to know? What do we need to know to get ourselves ready for that long-awaited, and you know who I'm talking to right here, that long-awaited visit that's going to take ourselves to the doctor, that long-awaited visit where we wait, and then we show up and we absolutely do not have a clue about what we're going to the doctor to talk about. What do we do to figure it out if we're going to the right place? What are the kind of questions we're asking and all of that? If you guys want to find out more about Liam, go to the website, liamphillips.com. Check it out. The question on the site, what if you were the gift? What if you were the gift? Liam, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. This is like going to be a fun time.
Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for having me again. This is just brilliant. How does it get any better than this?
I'll tell you, it gets
it's
better.
My question.
Music for us. That's how it gets better.
Actually, when that when that music came up and you said, oh, you know, joy, and then we had the music come in, and I just wanted to relate that to, you know, those people that are the doomsayers, and they say, you'll never do this, you'll never do that. And what if you could actually use that to your advantage? Like when that music came in, immediately we looked at that, we made fun of it, and the whole energy lightened up around it. So when somebody says something like that to you, like you'll never walk again, you'll never be able to do this, you'll never be able to sleep again, whatever it is, what if you could ask this question? How can I use this to my advantage? Because that's going to open up a whole bunch of different possibilities.
You know, I love this. When I started talking, what I said is I started out by talking a bit about the naysayers. And there's a very good reason that I did this for a minute. And I'm going to share it with you because you're part of this. You know, this show is probably one of the more powerful shows that we could do about how all of you listening to this show can feel what it, that sense of peace when you step into a place of empowerment. You know, this is the work that Liam Phillips does. But, you know, the reason I brought it up is because we were having a conversation before the show, Liam. I mean, we just got hot off the press. One of our survey results from KKNW does a survey. They go out and they ask all of the listeners from all over the place. You know, they go ask them, yeah, what shows do you listen to? Same spots, how old are you? You know, that those mm-hmm. kinds of things. You know, what is the price of your house, right? Mm-hmm. And you think, okay, we have been the number one show in Western Washington, and number one positive talk show in Western Washington now 5 years running. And there are people that will show up, though. And what will happen with that is they'll kind of look at you and think, you know what? There's no way these guys could get any better. There's just no way, right? I mean, that's what some people would say. It's kind of like walking up and saying, there's no way you're going to get well again. Mm. We don't think about these numbers because none of us really do what we do. We know we're reaching people. We get folks that send us poems. We get folks from all over the world. Our Australia affiliate picks us up and sends that show out to a million places. But one of the things that we don't really focus on are these numbers. Now, you asked the question, how does it get any better than this? And so we were talking about that today. And then right in my outbox, I get information. Last year, in our time spot from 10 a.m. to 3, we held a 62% share of the listeners Monday through Friday. And everybody, you know, looks at that and they say that's a fluke. The new numbers say that we now have close to a 70% share, 10% over last year. You know, topping all of the drive times, all of these other times. And so here's what I've come to learn about this. None of this really makes a darn bit of difference, except that we're showing up here today on this show, and our goal is to help people. Whether it's that number, a lesser number. You know, when I used to do the show, Liam, nobody listened, nobody called in, but it didn't stop me. So today, I'd like to dedicate this show to you, the work you do, and the people you help, because folks are listening. They will take action on what we say today. And I may even share a little rhyme that somebody put together for me. What do you think about that? But yeah. Let's talk about the doctor's visit. Scariest time of our lives, right? Especially when we're really sick. I mean, did you want to go to the doctor? Did you even know what to do?
Well, this is a good question. I put that doctor's visit off for as long as I possibly could. And I was half dead by the time I got there. So I knew that there was something, you know, not quite right.
Right.
So, and that's the thing. I actually went to the doctor's visit because I'd already decided that there was something wrong. And I had sort of prepared myself for the worst case scenario. And guess what? I got exactly that. And what I found from that is that often our point of view actually creates the reality that we've already decided is going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't have these tools from Access Consciousness back then. I had tools, but I didn't have these particular set. And after last week's show, last month's show, we had somebody call in, and they had just come back from the doctors, and I had a look at that, and I went, wow, that was so long ago for me that I didn't even remember being in that space at that time. But I thought, well, maybe I should put together some tips on that, on how you can make your doctor's visit more easy. So I had to tap into that time when I did last go to the doctors, when I went in from a point of view of, oh, there is something wrong with me and I've got to go to the doctor to get the answer. So I put together a bunch of tips, and it was really great having a look at that. And I'm so grateful to that that person that called in last month, because it opened up something for me that, you know, like after years of doing this work, I have tend to forget those that place that you are in when you're really up against the wall.
Right.
So that was such an opportunity for me to have another look at that and then address that particular thing. So where would you like to start, Pat, with that? It's like,
I love starting here, because I just need to say for everybody listening to this show that is experiencing anything that's going on with your body, this is a great show for you to call in. You know, we've got one of the most incredible facilitators, healers on the planet joining us here today, and that's Liam Phillips. For those of you out there, as we talk about this, if you feel the pain of your own journey and you feel the exhaustion from results that you're never thinking you're going to get, this is where you get to call in. This is where you get to be heard on this show, and this is where you'll get some help. We do have a toll-free number that's set up for you, 888-627-6008. You can call in right now, anytime throughout the show, 627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or you can go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. On the right-hand side, you can ask your question. I would like to talk, Liam, about how we get ready for that visit to the doctor, whether that is physically, emotionally, or otherwise. Because I don't think you and I are alone by putting off those doctors.
I think you're right there.
Yeah.
I'm just tapping into all those people right now, and it's sort of like, can you sense that angst that many people actually go into? And there's questions there, but they're not questions to empower them. They're questioning themselves. And what came up for me was a lot of this, what did I do wrong to get this? You know, I must have been a really nasty person in a past life in order to have such a horrible disease. Or maybe it was because I didn't say this to that person, or maybe it was because I was nasty when I was a kid. And none of that is actually helpful. So as soon as you go into that, you're actually, what happens when you are in some sort of sickness, what you tend to do is you tend to tap into everybody who has got a similar thing going on in their life. And you tap into your family and your friends that are concerned about you. And you're like this radar dish, satellite dish, and you pick up these thoughts that everybody's having. And, you know, I mean, people will even talk to you, you know, that they'll say to you, I'm really worried about you, and, you know, maybe you should go and see the doctor, and this is your parents, your sister, your brother, maybe even your children, your close friends, people that are at work. And you pick all this up and you sort of internalize that, and you're taking on all their worry as well. So the first thing to look at is before you even plan your visit to the doctor is like, have a look at where you are emotionally and how much of that is yours and how much are you actually taking out of other people's realities or out of their heads or what they're saying to you and taking it on board. Because if you're taking it on board, you're going to just start feeling heavier and heavier and heavier. Maybe you've been in that position before.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question about it. I'm actually experiencing that right now with something that I'm going through. But one of the things I think, Liam, that you shared last week and so much of what happened on the last show that you did really changed the lives of the people that were listening to the show. And, you know, so often we do this thing that we do called radio. And once in a while we get to hear from a listener, we get to hear from somebody about, you know, what's happened, what they've done differently. But the tool that you shared, some of the things you talked about, whether something is light or heavy, has made an enormous difference for so many people.
Yeah.
You know, so much so that we went ahead and changed the whole look of our website, by the way. The Dr. Patcho
website.
How does it get
any better than that?
I'm telling you, it's going to get better than that because we're not done. but I think we do know how it feels. We're afraid. You know, we're even afraid that we're going to get good news.
Yeah. What do you do with that?
Mm-hmm. You know, so let's talk about, you know, some of the tips that you've put together for people.
Yeah.
You know, what can people do to get themselves ready? And then what do we do during that appointment? Because most of us freeze up.
So that's a good question. So before the appointment, as like I said before, just be aware that you're picking up a lot of other people's thoughts and feelings around what you're going through. But also then ask lots of questions. Now, many of us, you know, we have a family doctor and we might have been with that family doctor for years and years and years and years and years, and we may feel comfortable with them, but that may not be the person that's actually going to give you the information and awareness that you actually require or that your body requires for you to make that change. So I would be asking questions like, okay, so who do I need to talk to about this? What healthcare professional do I require to talk to get the information and awareness that me and my body require? Now, that sounds like a big question. So let's just simplify that and like, who do I need to talk to about this? Okay. And then, you know, stop. Have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or a Coke or whatever. Go and do what you do. And then over the day, you may well find that you like bump into somebody that's got this amazing new doctor that they've just met, or this amazing new naturopath, or whatever it is. And if that feels light, and that's the tool you were talking about before, if that feels light, then follow it up. Now, following up doesn't mean that you have to make a booking. It means that you can make that first step. Like, oh, okay, I'll ring them. I'll find out how much it's going to cost. I'm going to find out some information about this person. I'm going to test the water. I'm going to see how they can, what they do and how they can contribute to me. And then make that phone call or send that email or whatever, or go into the office or whatever that is. So that's the first step that I would really suggest, is sort of like ask, who do I need to talk to about this? The next thing that I would have a look at is I would start to connect with my body in some way. And I know there are lots of different techniques of doing that. And for me, it's like I have a particular technique that I use. Would you like to hear that one, Dr. Pat?
Yes, I would. And then we're going to go to the phones.
Okay, cool. So for me, it's a, like a muscle testing that you use in kinesiology, but it's a very simple one. And what I do is I stand with my feet together, heel to heel, toe to toe. And whatever it is that I'm looking, say if I'm looking at going to the doctor, I might open, do you have the yellow pages there in America or?
Well, we do.
Similar?
I think, you know, we do have the yellow pages, absolutely.
Yeah. So like it's the yellow pages, or, you know, go onto yellow pages in your computer or whatever that is, and then scroll down the screen and then stop and then go, and then I'd be standing while I do this, and then I'd ask my body, which doctor or which health professional would you like to see? And then I would read the names, and the ones that would be a yes, my body would tend to move towards the Yellow Pages book or the list that you've made or to the computer or whatever. And the ones that are a no, your body will tend to move away from it. So it's really great, because your body is the one that's actually got this disease, and it knows who it needs to talk to get you the information that you require to change it. So if you involve your body with that, it's like you're one step closer to understanding who and where you need to go.
I think that's incredible, because I really think that, you know, here we are, we're going to see somebody about our bodies, and yet we don't look to our bodies for information. We've got a caller calling into the show. Liam, let's take a moment. Let's have our caller join us on the line. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Who do we have joining us? Hi, do we have Mary on the line?
Yes. Hello?
Okay, great, great, great. Okay, hey, welcome to the show.
Hi. I had called last month, and I was talking to you about going to the doctors, and I have to tell you, because I just heard you talking about that again, and talking about doing your testing, and I have to tell you that after that show, I did a lot of thinking about what you said, and how much of it was mine and how much was theirs and everybody else's that was giving me input to things, and what I needed to do, because you're right, it is your health and you know what the right thing to do is. So what happened for me after the show is I made a decision not to go back to the doctor that I originally went to. I called the office and made an appointment with the first doctor that I was supposed to have an appointment with, and they asked me, well, they told me she was booked, and I said, and they were going to offer this other doctor again, and I said no. And I actually spoke up for myself on why I did not want to go to that doctor, and the reason was is because I was not getting the answers. And I was not going to start taking medication because she said take it, and I didn't know why. So that felt, you talk about the light and the heavy, and I'll tell you, after I got done, I felt like I was floating.
Cool. How does it get any better than that? That's amazing, Mary. Thank you so
That's
much.
Great.
It can't get any better than that. And I've actually made an appointment with this other doctor that I originally wanted. And I'm really excited about I'm not excited about going to the doctors, but I'm excited that I am excited because I need answers, because just telling somebody, well, you need to take drugs and you need to go for this test and you might have cancer and you have to go for this and you have to go for that, and not talking to me and telling me how are you coming up with that, that doesn't feel good. You know, it doesn't feel good at all. So I have to thank you for giving me whatever it is that you did to give me the tools and the courage to take care of me and not what everybody else was saying to me. So I want to thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary. I'm really, really willing to receive that gratitude. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So
you're set to go to the doctors then. You're ready to go then.
Oh, yeah. I have an appointment Tuesday at 5:30.
All right. Very good. All right.
I am ready. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about now. Now, one of the things we need to talk about is talking about, you know, what she needs to do during the appointment.
Yeah.
This is really key, Liam. I don't think I'm very different than people that are listening to the show. You know, you get yourself all ready and prepared, right? And you show up there. And, you know, you had a sense of what did you want to ask about? What did you want to say? And before you know it, you're speechless. I don't think any of us sit down and think we're going to show up in the doctor's office. We're not going to ask them the right questions or, you know, we're going to listen to everything they say and agree with it. So I think it's real important for you to share what your experience is like and what people need to do while they're there with their doctors, while they're right in the middle of the appointment.
Yeah, cool. I see it. I see a doctor's visit. If I go to the doctors or the dentist or even, you know, a chiropractor, whatever, as a method of getting information and awareness for me and my body. It doesn't mean that I have to take on board what they say. And you know when that, you know the old saying, you can always get a second opinion. It's exactly that. You can always get a second opinion. The first one is just an opinion. They don't know for sure. That's why they have to send you for tests. But so it's only their opinion, and you don't have to buy their opinion as real, as verbatim, that that is what's going to happen. If you actually go in with a sense of yourself that you're going in there for information and awareness, and not to get the right answer, but to get an answer that's going to open another door for you, another possibility that you can't think of, because that's why you're going to the doctors, then you're not going in there with an expectation that you're going to get fixed. You're going to go in there with, like, here's a doctor, here's a healthcare professional that I'm going to, and they're part of my team, and they're going to be working with me, and I need to work with them too. So it's a team effort almost. And what I did when I was doing that, before I went to the doctors, I would write those questions down. So I wouldn't go into that speechless space, because when you do that, I know it's like you sort of shut down, and you can't you can't even formulate the words any longer. And it's like they're talking about cancer, and I only came in with, you know, a wheezy breath, you know. But it's sort of like, so instead of going into that shutdown, if you've written down some questions, you can always refer to those, and it will open up another possibility. So before you go, you know, get your little pad out, get your iPhone out, whatever it is, and write down some questions that you would like to ask the doctor. Because when you're actually in there, and it's sort of like everything goes haywire and you forget to ask. The second thing that I would suggest that you do is, you know, take a pad and paper, a pen and paper with you, and write down what the doctor is telling you, you know, and then because what he will be talking, he'll be talking about one thing, and you won't even be able to hear it if you've already got a point of view. So if you can write down those, just in note form, write down what they're saying. You can then refer back to it later, and that will help with the next visit if you go as well, because you've got this list of things that the doctor has told you that you can then ask more questions while you're at home, and then when you actually go back, you can actually ask more questions again from that little list, and that will give you the sense of empowerment of you actually taking control of your health. And you inviting your team to work with you. And it's amazing when you do that, the doctors that are willing to stop and let you write things down and all of this sort of stuff are the ones that are actually really interested in making a change with you, not necessarily making a change for you. So
I want to ask you, because this is a really, really significant point, you know, that I think this is a great time, and we're going to take a short break here in a minute, but I think this is a really great time for all of us to take a breath, you know, to just stop and take a breath. Because I think, Liam, what you're inviting folks to really, you know, discover is a sense of power that they think that they don't have. You know, a sense of hope as opposed, you know, to feeling helpless in a wide range of things. You know, we often say, and I know this is so important, I mean, why is the internet so incredibly significant? Facebook, information is so vital to a sense of empowerment. And when we don't get it because it's being withheld, that's one thing. But when we are in front of an audience that can provide it and we don't ask for it, it drains the essence of who we are from us. And I want to talk more about this when we come back. Liam Phillips joining us here today. When we come back, we'll give you lots of information on how you can find out more about him. You could go to liamphillips.com, check it out. You could also go to accessconsciousness.com. We're going to take a short break. For those of you out there that want to join in, that would like to call in, you know, please feel free to give us a shout. 888-627-6008. Just dial that. We'll put you on. Or if you have a question and you're not able to come on air and you want to ask a question, you could go to thedrpatshow.com on the right-hand side, ask your question, or transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side, just ask your question. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with The Dr. Pat Show.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're so glad to have you guys here joining us. Liam Phillips is my very special guest today. I want to make sure all of you know how to contact him, how to get to his website. Go ahead and go to liamphillips.com. And Liam, what people to find about your services? Because you work one-on-one with people all over the globe. Why don't we take a minute to talk about that if we could?
Yeah, sure. It's like with a private session, a lot of people think that they actually have to be in the room with me. And that's not quite true. I actually do private sessions with people on Skype or through the telephone right throughout the world. My point of view is that we're all infinite beings, and so we have a connection, and all we have to do is follow the energy. And when we follow the energy, it's just a matter of like, oh, if this is light or if this is heavy. And during the break, we were talking there about how words create our reality. And it's like when there's a word that is heavy or it's light, we can use those to unlock whatever you're locking up in your body or in your reality. And what I found with these private sessions is that people get a lot of these aha moments. Can I give an example? Would that
Please.
Be appropriate?
Yes, yes.
So I had a private session with a lady. She lives in, I think it's Roma, which is out west in Australia. Not a very big town, you know, 15 people, something like that. You know, and so she hasn't got anybody that she can really talk to about these things, and she's feeling a lot of depression and anxiety and all of that sort of stuff. So we had an hour session with each other, and we just followed the energy. And as we did that, we started to unlock where she had come to particular conclusions that the anxiety was due to this or due to that. And it wasn't actually true. And when you come to a conclusion, that's actually a lie, and it will stop you from being able to see what it is that's actually sticking you. So once I gave her some of these tools, and we've talked about these on past shows, like who does this belong to? And I gave her that particular tool, and she used it for 3 or 4 days. And I just got feedback from her today is that her anxiety and depression has gone down by 80% with just 1 hour of talking and doing some of these weird clearings that I do with people. And she hasn't changed anything else other than doing that, using that one tool and having a private session. And I was blown away with that because you can make so much headway with just somebody who is willing to ask you questions without having a point of view about how it will show up. And that is really amazing.
I think it's incredible. And you know, really, you know, part of this is for each of us to be standing tall in the journey that we say yes to in this life. And one of the things that I'm discovering every day, because I see myself as this student, and I don't think I really see myself that way. And as a student, I'm in awe about how many times I get to be in front of messages like the messages tonight, and how at choice all of us are about what we learn and what we enact in our daily lives. So I wanted to, you know, talk with you a bit about that, and I have a question that is come in from Carolyn in Massachusetts, and the question is, you know, I find this a very interesting topic. Many of us on a healing journey think a lot about our bodies, but don't take the time to think about how to best be prepared to help our bodies. What do you do if your doctor, what do you do? This is like shorthand on the internet. What do you do if you find it hard to get information from your doctor? Well, I know what I'd do, but Liam, what would you do?
I'd ask a question.
I know what she's talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool. Yeah. I would ask a question, and that question might not actually be of the doctor. It may be that you just start asking some more questions. And when Mary rang in earlier on, mm-hmm. I said, oh, how does it get any better than that? And she said, no, it can't get any better than that. And sorry, Mary, if you're listening, I'm using you as an example. I hope
you forgive me. It would be great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because as soon as you come to a conclusion that it can't get any better than that, what do you create in your reality? That's why I always stay in the question. So how does it get any better than that is a great question that you could be asking even while you're in the doctor's surgery or if you're not getting answers from that particular doctor. For me, in the past, if I wasn't getting what I wanted from the doctor, I would go into resistance and reaction and knee-jerk reaction, really. And like, I would use the F word and storm out of the office or energetically do that. And that would actually bring up the walls of separation. And it's not the walls of separation between me and my doctor. It's walls of separation between me and the universe, because I'd be in such anger or rage or frustration that I wouldn't be able to hear what the doctor's saying anyway,
right.
Or I wouldn't be able to receive more information from other places. So I would go into a question now like, you know, what's right about this that I'm not getting? Or how does it get any better than this? Or what else is possible here? And those three questions flip you out of being either right or wrong or making the other person right or wrong. And then you can actually receive. Now, it's not about receiving just from that person. It's like a 360 spherical awareness of receiving. So you may ask the question of somebody and they may not give you an answer, but the answer will come from when you pet the dog down the street, you know, when you're on your walk or whatever it is. And you'll know that it's an answer because it will match the energy to the question that you've asked, and you'll suddenly feel light. And a lot of people call that the aha moment or the light bulbs going on or whatever it is. And that's what I am looking for, the light bulb that goes on, because then you have the awareness. And once you have that awareness, nobody can ever take it away from you.
I wanted to ask you about this level of awareness because, you know, we go to the doctors, we ask lots of questions, we write stuff down, and that is so important to do. You know, it's necessary. It is, you know, for a lot of people, it's necessary to record it. You know, sometimes it may be necessary for you to actually record it. You might want to ask your doctor that.
Yeah.
You then leave the doctor, right? You now leave the doctor. Some people are like, oh, I am so glad that is done. And what they do is, you know, I've been here. You shut your mind down. You know, it's like, I've been there. I did it. Okay, let's move on. But I'm not sure that I've learned very much by taking that approach. You know, could you please share some insight? And, okay, I've now finished at the doctor. You know, Liam, what's next? Is there a next?
Yeah. Well, just before that, just the if you want to record the session that you're having with your doctor, it's like you got to be aware that a lot of doctors are paranoid about getting coming up on lawsuits and stuff. So their answer may be wrong, maybe no. And that's not – you don't need to go into the wrongness of that. It's like at least you've asked the question and that will give you more awareness. And it's so just be aware of that, because I don't want to be putting the wrong information out there for people going, oh, it's my right to record this because it's my session or whatever. It's like I function from what we call the kingdom of we, which is what's going to be best for everybody involved in this. And if they say no, then they've just given you an awareness of where they're functioning from too. And that's not a rightness or a wrongness. So it's just the way that this reality is set up. So does that make sense, Pat, or am I just blabbing?
Yeah, no, I think it does make sense. And I want to talk to you about that. I want to clarify it. So let's talk about it. You know, I'm walking at it. Let's go live here with a couple questions. I'm going to summarize some of these. You know, I'm finished with the office. I now have to go home. One of the questions that just came in, this is a brilliant question. You know, it is a question. Now I've gone to the doctor. I have gotten lots of information. I have to now go face my family. Please ask Liam.
Oh, thank you for that question.
Oh, well, here's the question. You ready? Please ask Liam, does it get any better than that? Oh, that's cute.
Yes, it does.
Okay. But this is a great question. You now have to go and you've got to tell friends. You got to tell family. And do you tell them the truth, Liam? Got to ask you. Got to ask you.
So, you know, we were just talking about what I call the kingdom of we. And I take that term from Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness. And it's when we operate from the kingdom of we can actually start looking at what we're saying and what we're doing and how that affects our lives and how it affects the lives of everybody that we're connected with and how that is actually going to show up, you know, like 5, 10, 15, 20 years in the future. So for me, you know, like I thought I was pretty stupid when I first got sick, but actually I was using a lot of these tools and I didn't even know it. So when it came to my mother, I knew that if I told her that I had this terrible disease and that I was in the top 20% of people that would die of that particular disease, I knew if I told her that, she would go into complete meltdown.
Yeah.
And I recognized that that was really not very kind to my mother. And so I had to really look at that and I went, okay, so what can I tell her? Notice how I just went into a question. So she knew that there was something wrong. And so I told her what the doctors had said, but I left out the part about that I was in the top 20% and that I would probably die from this particular disease. So I left that out as a kindness to her and also to a kindness to me, because if I was to tell her that, she'd go into freak out mode and then every thought and feeling that she would be having around it, I'd be picking up, which would be adding to my burden. So I was aware of that, and that was even before those tools of access. So for me, the question to ask like that with family and friends is like, what can this person hear? Yeah, and that might be that you tell a little porky pig. Now, porky it's a term in Australia that we use for porky as in lie, porky pie, lie. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's rhyming slang language. So it might be that you just don't tell the whole truth. It might be that you get an awareness of what it is that they can actually hear. For me, it's like, what would be the kindest thing for this person to hear? Because I don't want to create a lot of angst in other people's worlds.
Right,
because
right.
I'm going to pick it up and it's not going to be fun for me.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the answer for that particular one is a question. Yeah.
I think it is. And I think it also, right, comment came back. You ready for this one? Why do you have to tell them anything?
Well, that's the thing.
Well, there you go. Right?
That's a great comment.
It is a great comment.
You don't have to tell them anything. But if you actually ask the question of, you know, what can this person hear? And you might get, they can't hear anything. Well, don't tell them anything.
That's right. You know? There you go. Yeah. And can't we just use something pretty simple? And I want to go back to how can't we just ask ourselves in these 10 seconds, does this feel heavy or light to share this with this person?
Yeah. And I'd
can
really
we do
like,
that?
You can do that. Totally. You can do that. And it's mm-hmm. sort of like, that's the thing in this 10 seconds. So in this 10 seconds, it might be heavy. And, you know, 2 days later, you can ask the same question and it might have changed to light because they have changed. Something has changed. The energy has changed. You've come off perhaps that emotional roller coaster and you're not going to, you know, offload that onto that person at the same time when you tell them. All sorts of things can change. So when you ask the question and you get, quote unquote, an answer or an energy or an awareness around it, it doesn't mean that that's always going to be that way. It's like you can keep asking in every 10 seconds, you know, okay, so they couldn't hear it today. Can they hear it today, tomorrow, and then go from that question?
Okay. So I know that these boy, this time with you really goes like crazy fast. I know. Did you look at the clock just now?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I got a gazillion things to ask. Okay. Here's a question that came in, and I'm going to summarize it because it's kind of long. You leave the office and you realize, oh, I forgot to ask him A, B, C, D. And, you know, have you ever done that, Liam? Have you ever walked out? So there are a couple things that the couple questions, you know, what do you do at that point? And I think there are a couple of answers. Why don't you share your answer? And then I have an idea as well.
Yeah. Well, you have infinite possibilities.
Yeah. My gosh.
The first thing is don't go to the wrongness of you for not asking
question. Thank you.
Because if you go to, oh, I'm stupid, I'm an idiot, I didn't ask that question, I had that time, now my time's over, you start actually creating a judgment about you as being silly, and your body will physically actualize that as more angst, and you'll start creating the flight response in your body. You'll activate your adrenals, and then you'll go into this, oh, I am so stupid thing. And that's not going to help you. So it's sort of like go into a question and ask, okay, so can I go back and ask that? Can I ask that next time? Can I ring them up? Could I email them that question? And go into a whole bunch of questions on is it actually a question for them? Or is it a question for me? Or is it a question for somebody else? And then whichever one is light, then you go, oh, it's not even a question for him or her. It's a question for another person.
Right.
And then you can go into who is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then the universe will send that person to you.
Mm. You know, one of the things that I want to bring up, and you and I both are in, you know, let's just call it a bucket right now. You know, our visits to the doctor are not because we have a running nose, generally speaking, at least mine are not. But mine are less about disease these days than they've ever been. But here's the thing that a friend of mine discovered, and I think it saved her life. You know, she knew who she was, and she knew what she did well, and she knew her limitations. And she discovered in over a weekend that she had a lump under her arm. So when she actually went to the doctor, now, I don't know how people are, you know, where you are, but in Seattle, they're a little bit more open about things. When she went to the doctor, I think the number is, I think she brought 16 of us with her.
Well, energetically.
They brought us and put us in a conference room.
Oh, really?
Because here's what she knew about herself. She didn't know. She knew she wouldn't be able to ask any questions. It was too traumatic. And so, Liam, you know, we don't have to take this journey alone, do we?
Alone? No, we don't have to take it alone.
No.
And that's a really good point, Pat, because what you actually want, you want an unreasonable friend, what I call an unreasonable friend. An unreasonable friend is someone that will not buy your story or any of your reasons and justifications for why you have this disease. They will. Whereas other people say, like a close family member, they can often not see all the possibilities. They'll either go into defense for you or they'll go into defense against you. So it's like you've really got to be aware and ask, okay, so which people here are going to be a most unreasonable friend for me? Because they're going to be the ones that facilitate you in a way where they don't push their points of view on you. They ask you questions, or they support you in a way that doesn't make any of your choices wrong. And those are the people that you want to take along to the doctors with you or whatever, because they won't be emotionally involved in the outcome. And when you have people on your team like that, and it can actually be a doctor. My GP, we call them that here in Australia, general practitioners, she was amazing. She supported me in every crazy thing that I did, you know, but she didn't do it within an emotional attachment. She was always willing to ask me questions and look at it from that point of view. And that was, that was brilliant. That was brilliant doctoring, because she allowed me to, she empowered me by not pushing her point of view on me.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. You know, I can't thank you enough, Liam. I want to thank you so much for joining us here today. Please give a shout out. Let folks know how they can find out more about you, how they can schedule a session with you.
Yeah, cool. Look, go to my website, liamphillips.com, and all the information is there. You can Skype me, you can email me directly, and I'd love to hear from you. Even if it's, even if you don't want to book for a session, like, just at least ask the question, because asking the question is actually going to start your process of change occurring.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. LiamPhillips.com. Check it out. What do we say? How does it get any better than this? All right. I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in, turning us on. Thank you so, so much for, well, for showing up and being you. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
You're stepping down your soapboxes, way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found, better off dead. Or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe. We'll